You're in Open Air with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. I'll be your host while Jim is away in Macomb, Mississippi, meandering along the Mississippi Blues Trail. A project in progress, the trail consists of nearly 50 markers and interpretive sites currently, highlighting the birth and resting places of many of Mississippi's Rockin' Rhythm luminaries, as well as vital locations to the development of their craft found throughout the Magnolia State. Shortly after hearing of Bo Diddley's death in June of 2008, I found myself reading Virgin's, as in billionaire Richard Branson's conglomerate, Virgin's Encyclopedia of 50s Music, a lauded music compendium. I came across the entry for harpist Billy Boy Arnold, a member of Bo Diddley's band before moving on to a respectable solo career. An excerpt from Arnold's entry read, "None of Arnold's records were as successful as the mid-50s hits of Bo Diddley." With all due respect to Billy Boy Arnold's sonic contributions, what shocked me most was that from cover to cover, artists ranging from Arnold to Pat Boone to Ritchie Valens had an entry. Everyone, that is, except Bo Diddley. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's pay respect to the late Bo Diddley. Let's leave his biography to those that write such things and jump right into his music.
Little despise, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Diddley called her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Old Diddley called her Bellcat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Won't you come to my house with black cat bones? Take my baby away from home. Mother that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo Diddley, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird.
That was Bo Diddley's 1955 eponymous first single, Bo Diddley. It's often written that the song's roots can be found in Red Saunders' 1952 rhythm-centric Hambone.
Hambone, Hambone, have you heard? Pop's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, Pop's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine, Pop's gonna take to the private dime. Hambone!
Yeah!
Certainly there is a well-worn nursery rhyme lyrical similarity, but I disagree with the assessment that Hambone was the rhythmic progenitor of Bo's music. Bo's rhythm is simply a revved-up shave-and-a-haircut beat. a rudimentary rhythm every one of us conjures when confronted with a large wood panel with a brass knob. But Bo's large wood panel happened to have six strings and was plugged into an amp. See, Bo was called the originator, as there was simply little to trace the lineage of Bo's music to. It truly materialized from out of the ether. The flip side to Bo's epochal first single was the assertively macho I'm a Man, a nod to idol Muddy Waters' Hoochie Coochie Man. Muddy returned the favor by reworking I'm a Man as Manish Boy and charting his own hit. By the 60s, the Yardbirds hit the charts with I'm a Man, and by the 80s, George Thorogood morphed it into Bad to the Bone. Featuring Billy Boy Arnold on harp, let's spin a rarely heard alternate version of I'm a Man.
Now when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had some in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, made 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. Going back down the Kansas too, bring back the second cousin, little John the Conqueror. Man, man, man. Make love to you in an hour's time. I'm a man, I spell M A N, man. Never miss the way I make love to 'em. They can't resist. My man, I spell M A N.
By Bo's next recording session in May of 1955, consider that Little Richard was searching for a record deal. Elvis was playing the Louisiana Hayride every Saturday night, and Chuck Berry had yet to set foot in a studio. For that session, Bo brought in the big guns, vocal group The Moonglows and harp virtuoso Little Walter, to record yet another in a long line of songs to bear his namesake, Diddly Daddy.
I found her right here in the Windy City. Somebody kissed my baby last night. My pretty baby cried, you know it wasn't right. Diddy, baby started to cry in vain. Say, Bo Diddle, you know you're not your bone man. I say, I love you, baby, with all my heart. Please don't never say we're apart. Bold Dilly, Bold Dilly, here's I see. I wanna know if you do love me.
By 1956, Bo would beat Elvis to Ed Sullivan and record the delusive, nonsensical, dread-filled masterpiece, Who Do You Love? Listen carefully, and you'll hear, as with nearly all of Bo's 50s and 60s output, the sound of the maracas at the hands of Bo's enigmatic sidekick, Jerome Green, the only maraca player that deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And don't chuckle, that was also Jerome on Chuck Berry's Maybelline.
Miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand and a graveyard mine. Just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Ice wagon flew, hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh, wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love, honey? Who do you love? Who do you love?
...1957 saw another innovative addition of Bo's band, female guitarist Peggy Jones, a.k.a. Lady Bo. That same year, Bo reeled off the blue-collar single, Say Boss Man, and its flip, the oft-covered and blissfully out of tune, Before You Accuse Me.
Need shoes on their feet. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Boss man, oh. Can't you see? Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Old 19 kids, oh. I've got to be. Oh, oh. Oh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh.
In 1959, Bo scored his only pop hit, Same Man, a novelty song to which Bo and Jerome Green verbally spar over a full-throttle rumba.
Since you told me about my girl, I'm gonna tell you about yours. I was walking down the street with your girl.
Yes.
I took her home for a drink, you know.
Took her home?
Yeah, just for a drink. Oh. But that chick looked so ugly, he had to sneak up on a glass to get a drink of water.
It was not Bo's strongest material. The next year found Rock and Rhythm on life support. Little Richard fled for the pulpit. Buddy Holly and Eddie Cochran were dead. Chuck was headed for jail. Jerry Lee was blacklisted. And Elvis returned from the army with Hollywood ringing in his ears. But Bo held down the bastion that year and fired a Rock and Rhythm missile over the heads of those pesky teen idol spawns of Dick Clark. Roadrunner.
I'm a roadrunner, honey. Put some dirt in your eyes. Here I go. You gon' laugh. Goodbye. I got to put you down. I'll see you someday. Baby, somewhere hanging around.
Thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Ellis McDaniel. If you know QWERTY, send your email to wmat@mail.com. Bo Diddley was the heartbeat of rock and roll. He left us with a legacy of fascinating rhythms and sounds, oddly shaped guitars, an invaluable musical canon, and some great video moments like the Bad to the Bone video, the concert film Let the Good Times Roll, and the hilarious cameo in the motion picture Trading Places. But sadly, Bo remains largely forgotten aside rock's founding fathers. Perhaps Bo's music lacked melodic commercial appeal, or it was too adult. Maybe the record-buying masses were offset by his braggadocio, or perhaps they just didn't get the humor. And in regards to Virgin's so-called music encyclopedia, as Bo so pointedly noted in 1962, you can't judge a book by its cover. Rest with respect, Mr. Diddley. You deserve it.
Apple by looking at a tree. You can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudged me. I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, come on in closer, baby.
things I gotta say. You got your radio turned down too low. Turn it up. Ow. You can't judge sugar by looking at the cane. You can't judge a woman by looking at her man. You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudged me. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on. You can't judge right from looking at the wrong. You can't judge one by looking at the other. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover.